Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Both Barack Obama and John McCain have devoted time to courting non-white voters this week at the NAACP conference in Cincinnati and at the National Council of La Raza in San Diego. African Americans have been a reliably Democratic constituency in modern America. Latinos less so, but polls still show overwhelming support for Barack Obama. Joining us to discuss the candidates' motivations for appearing before these groups are Pilar Marrero, political editor and columnist for La Opinión, and a reporter for Feet in Two Worlds, a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School, and Christopher Smitherman, president of Cincinnati chapter of the NAACP. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Pilar, you say in your column that you wrote at FI, the number two, W.org, Feet in Two Worlds, that while Obama's doing well among Latinos, he's not doing as well as all that. Can you explain?
Well, he's polling around 60%, which is fine. It's more than McCain is getting. McCain is around 30 or 28. During the primaries, Latinos voted Democratic to the tune of 78%. So there's a gap there that of people who are still thinking about whether to vote for Obama or for McCain. They're probably very hardcore Clinton supporters. I'm sure many of them are women because I talked to some women at the La Raza conference that were. We're still kind of pained at the idea of having to support Barack Obama. And, you know, that he needs to do a better job of attracting Latinas because one of the ways, one of the routes they're thinking about winning is the West and three key states in the West. And for winning those states, he needs to be strong with Latinos.
So what is the Obama campaign doing to address that?
They are doing different things. They are trying to bring in leaders from the Hillary side. They are bringing in people who work for Hillary, such as Sergio Bendixson, the pollster. He's now helping with focus groups and will probably be helping with ads and things like that. He's very knowledgeable about those things. He has a long history of working with Latino politics.
Now he's the one who said something to the effect of how Latinos did not want to vote for an African-American.
Yes, he was the one that started that whole storm.
So I guess he's tasked with changing that impression.
Well, yeah, exactly. So, you know, that's his challenge. If he believes that, then his challenge will be to try to change that. And the other thing they're doing is recruiting volunteers, and they're training volunteers and Latinos and Latinas to go out in the different communities and do voter registration. And not only doing voter registration, they want to get people out to vote because they know there's a lot of Latinos who are registered who don't vote. And they want to be able to bring them to the polls at election day. So they're doing those things, and they're going to be visiting those states, and they're going to be organizing. They have something called Camp Obama, which is where they're planning to train all of these volunteers and bring the young people that are excited about Obama and the Latino community. The registered voters are becoming younger, and this was something that was pretty interesting when they showed the numbers of how the new voters are trending younger in the Latino community. And they expect those young voters to be more interested in participating than in the past.
Now, the Pew Hispanic Center had a poll in the fall which showed that basically because of the immigration debate, gains that the Republican Party had been making among Hispanics were pretty much erased. However, with McCain in the picture, who obviously, you know, was one of the champions of immigration reform, how does that affect the equation now?
Yeah, McCain is working very hard on that issue, trying to remind people that he was the leader on immigration reform in 2006, and that he still supported it in 2007. And he's trying to blame Obama. He's trying to cast doubt on Obama's commitment to immigration reform. Because during the 2007 immigration reform discussions, Obama voted for some amendments that were favored by unions, and McCain believed that was intended to weaken the law. So they're fighting over who was more committed to immigration reform, which I think was pretty interesting, because during the primaries in the Republican side, it was all about, you know, who was going to out-Tancredo, who was going to be stronger against immigrants. And now we are in a completely different game.
So at the National Council of La Raza meeting in San Diego, which is, you know, basically sort of Hispanic activists, how did that argument go over?
I talked to some people afterwards. I was there. I was, you know, seeing the participation and everything. People received McCain very well. You know, they respect him. Some people support him. But, you know, they don't believe that the enforcement first strategy that McCain is proposing now, because now his position is that we have heard the American people, they don't want immigration reform. What they want is first we need to seal the border and then we can have reform. They don't believe this is a solution. They don't believe you can stop the flow of legal immigrants without having comprehensive immigration reform, and they don't believe McCain wants to do that. They believe McCain wants to do enforcement first, and then he eventually will do immigration reform. So they are more inclined to support the Obama position, which is to do everything in one bill.
Christopher Smitherman, president of the Cincinnati chapter of the NAACP. John McCain was in Cincinnati yesterday talking to the NAACP. Now, it's not uncommon for Democrats to get approaching 90% of the African-American vote in a general election. Barack Obama's expected to beat that. So who was John McCain directing his talk to yesterday?
Well, first, we really welcomed John McCain. We're a nonpartisan organization, and we were excited that he took the time to come and address our 99th NAACP convention in Cincinnati. And President Bush elected to not do that, so we certainly give Senator McCain the respect and the platform to address the body. I was interested in hearing Senator McCain talk a little bit about his record regarding the Martin Luther King holiday. Congressman John Conyers had introduced that legislation in over a 15 to 17-year time period, fought to make Martin Luther King's holiday a federal holiday, and Senator John McCain voted against that legislation. And I also was interested in hearing his position on the Confederate flag. He took a very public position in support of the Confederate flag in the state. So I was very, very interested in hearing his perspective on that.
So did he convince you in any way when you sort of heard his views on those issues, or did he address that yesterday?
No, he did not address those issues. I mean, he spoke in broad terms. His public policy and the acknowledgement that we're $9 trillion in debt, that debt now is going to be on the backs of our great-great-grandchildren. I certainly support us not carrying that kind of debt in our economy. He spoke about the need for vouchers or charter schools. I know from my own personal position, in Cincinnati, we have a great public school system. Our Cincinnati public school system is the best in the state of Ohio. On public policy, I don't support the vouchers as he defined as choice. But we were glad to receive him and hope that he continues to engage our national NAACP board. We have an incoming CEO. His name is Benjamin Jealous, and we are very excited. He's 35 years old. So we have a lot of new energy coming into the NAACP, and we're very excited about that.
Christopher Smitherman, president of the Cincinnati chapter of the NAACP, you know, there's been some talk that John McCain, by going to the NAACP, which, you know, doesn't really have a downside for him, even though looks like an overwhelming number of African Americans won't vote for him. But there's been some talk that he did that to sort of say to some white Democrats who might be uncomfortable not voting for the African American candidate that he, John McCain, is an okay guy. Do you agree with that?
Well, again, the NAACP is nonpartisan. What I can share with you is that we'll be evaluating him on his public policy. You know, Senator McCain has talked about his support of the war and sustaining that over a significant time period. We know that we're spending $10 billion a month in Iraq, and that certainly is exacerbating our debt in the country. So the NAACP, we are very sophisticated. What we like is that he's open for communication and that there's dialogue happening between Senator McCain and the NAACP, and that's positive. We'll take that.
Pilar Marrero of La Opinión and a reporter for Feet in Two Worlds. And by the way, the correct website is Feet in Two Worlds, with all the worlds spelled out except for the number 2.org, feetintoworlds.org. Do you think that there was an element of that in McCain's visit to the National Council of La Raza conference, that he wants to show that to people who might not be Latino or might not be African American, that he is an acceptable choice, that a vote for McCain is not in some way a sort of racist vote? Go ahead, Christopher Smitherman, if you want to answer that, and then Pilar Marrero will take your comment on that as well.
I think that when candidates are reaching out to the brown community, it's a good thing. It's an affirmation that our communities have political power and they are interested in addressing the public policies that are of interest to our community. So I think that's positive.
Pilar Marrero?
I think he's definitely thinking about the independents. There's an increasing number of Latinos who are registering independent also or declining to state. He's looking at those. But I do agree that a big part of it is I don't think they expect to get high Latino votes. They are thinking they might be able to get to the point where Bush got just by targeting evangelical Latinos, which is a big chunk of the Latino population and a lot of new voters. But I think definitely they're moving to the middle and in the mainstream population, and they want to show that he's a moderate and that he's looking for solutions for these issues that the American people have said in the past.
That was a big point of connection with the Bush campaign, sort of reaching out to, you know, sort of Latinos who tend to be more conservative than the general population on some social issues, who are very sort of family-oriented, church-oriented, as well as the issue of education, which is, polls show, is a very big issue in the Latino community. But has there anything that's sort of happened in the last 8 years of the Bush administration which affects McCain's ability to make this pitch to the Latino community?
Oh, for sure. I mean, if you look at the polling in Latinos, there was a McCain person. Actually, there was a... McCain is working with people who work with Bush in the Latino in getting the Latino vote. He had a guy there called Leonard Rodriguez, who worked with Bush in the 2000 and 2004 campaigns, and he worked in the White House on Latino issues. He said it. He said it. A Republican is a damaged brand in the Latino community, as it is in many other communities right now because of the war, because of many other issues, because of corruption questions. And I think that there's a vast difference in the situation. And it's going to be harder for McCain to get to where Bush got.
Christopher Smitherman, you mentioned the issue of education. A big selling point of then-Governor George W. Bush in 2000 was No Child Left Behind. The results of that have been much criticized. So when McCain goes to the NAACP and he talks about charter schools and choice and, sort of perhaps kind of a No Child Left Behind light, this idea of not short-selling African-Americans or Latinos in the public school system. Is there a critical eye on that issue now that perhaps 8 years ago people were less critical of?
Yeah, I think that we certainly like he affirmed that he supported that in his speech, No Child Left Behind. The reality, though, is will he be able to deliver that? You know, when politicians are running for office, they tend to say a lot of things. Ultimately, we're looking for results. And as he advocates for choice and charter schools, it leads me to believe that he would not be as supportive of our public education schools that the African-American community has depended upon, and I am a product of, personally, across this nation. Supporting our public education, we just had a critical school levy passed in March here in the city of Cincinnati for public education, and our community again affirmed and confirmed that we support public education. So I did not personally leave satisfied that Senator McCain was supportive or would hold to the funding levels and structures within No Child Left Behind at the end of the day.
Pilar Marrero, based on your experiences at La Raza and covering this race, how do you think that Obama and McCain are going to do going forward?
Well, I think Latinos, you know, will vote according to what they've voted so far in the primary. I mean, they voted heavily Democratic. They are very much wanting to see an end to the war of Iraq. It's a very important issue in the Latino community, even though it's not talked about too much because immigration usually dominates because it's so controversial. The raids happening in many communities have people kind of upset about the way
The immigration raids.
The immigration raids have people kind of upset, the lack of solution on the immigration issue, health care. There is an increasing number of Latinos who have no health care, and I'm talking about citizens and residents, not just, you know, undocumented. I think they are uncomfortable about the way the country is going, and even if McCain targets specific groups like the evangelicals, I've heard a lot from the evangelicals and some leaders in the Christian communities where they are now rethinking. Because they, remember, the way they campaigned was that even the pastors went in front of their churches and told people to vote according to their moral values. I mean, that was part of the reason a lot of people voted for Bush back in 2000 and 2004. And I hear from pastors now saying, well, we don't think we can do this, you know, right now. We are very concerned about everything else that's happening, immigration, the war. So, you know, it's a tough call.
All right. Thank you very much, Pilar Marrero, political editor and columnist for La Opinión and a reporter for Feet in Two Worlds, which is a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School. And also thanks to Christopher Smitherman, president of the Cincinnati chapter of the NAACP. By the way, I'm Andrea Bernstein in for Brian Lehrer, and Brian and I are continuing our weekly podcast, Digesting Politics, for the general election campaign. Digesting Politics is a web-only feature that you won't hear on the radio. We just recorded a new one yesterday. See if you can find the lipstick reference. Sign up for Digesting Politics for free at WNYC.org. Be back after this.